We have question 67 this morning. Question 67, we completed our study on the Ten Commandments, which led us up to question 65, which asked the question, can any one of us keep the law? Which obviously was answered in the negative. And then last week we looked at the question, are all sins equally heinous or equally serious? To which we answered, there are some sins that by their nature and character and by their effect on others and ourselves are more heinous than others. But now we come back to this question, which reminds us that every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. And the question is, what does every sin deserve? Every sin deserves God's wrath and curse, both in this life and that which is to come. Every sin deserves God's wrath. And this is something that very few people will agree with this statement. Very few people will say that this is right. Because most people will consider certain things, yes, worthy of terrible judgment. And I'm not going to get into what those are. Some of those things are obvious. We probably know. We could say them ourselves. But then other people think, well, there's, you know, things that are not really that bad, not really that serious. But even though the Bible teaches there is different degrees of sin and different degrees of responsibility, even though that's true, we must be reminded that even the least sin, even the most, what we would consider a venial sin, as some would call it, every sin deserves God's wrath. There's a number of reasons for this. Probably the main reason is that who that sin is committed against. Sin is committed against an eternal, holy Creator. And when we sin against Him, we are guilty of His wrath. We watched on the video on Friday evening, and Richard Dawkins was making his comments saying how awful God was to judge the world because of Adam and Eve's transgression. How awful a thing it is for God to take such radical and serious action. This man knows nothing of sin's character and nature. And it's only those of us who have come to understand the iniquity of our own hearts, the depth of iniquity that's in us, we understand why sin deserves God's wrath. And that's why we would readily agree with God that we deserve God's judgment. But not just His wrath, His curse. And not just in this life, but also in that which is to come. There's a sense in which we could say that nobody will miss out on heaven who believes they should not be in heaven. Do you get what I said there? Nobody will miss out on heaven, in a sense we can say this, who believes they shouldn't be there. In other words, if I think I deserve to go to heaven, chances are I won't be there. But if I think I don't deserve to go, the chances are I will be there. It's only when we come to understand the nature of sin that we can say, I deserve God's wrath and curse. The publican who went before in the place of worship, and he wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven, but said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. He saw himself as the sinner. No one else. So when people say, ah, sure, we're all sinners, we've all done wrong, that's an escape clause for them. That's an escape clause. When people say, ah, sure, we're all sinners, what they're saying is, ah, you know, it's not that really terrible because we're all like it. But it's only when we come to see ourselves individually as the sinner, as the one who deserves God's curse and wrath, that we can agree with this. Therefore, Ephesians 5, verse 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain, empty words, for because of these things, the things mentioned the sins mentioned in the earlier verses. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you with empty words, because God's wrath and judgment will come upon the children of disobedience. The Word of God says that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And we should never underestimate the seriousness and the gravity of disobeying God's law. Psalm 11 verse 6, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. So yes, we say, there is degrees of sin. Yes, there is degrees of responsibility of sin. But even the least sin deserves God's wrath and curse.